Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You're Nikola Jokic when he was a kid. He drank Coca-Cola and played video games. That was it. That was his life. All I can tell you, that's a life well spent. When you're a kid, the two most pleasurable things you can do as a kid or drink Coca-Cola and play video games. Let's be honest.
You drink soda?
As a kid?
Oh.
Only whenever I could get it.
You never drink soda,
did you
kid?
Drink soda as a kid?
No, what?
A kid. I know nowadays no one's supposed to drink soda. I still let my kids drink
my
soda.
My mom didn't have that, man. We had Sunny Delight and High C Punch.
And when you could get your hands on a
Coca-Cola,
you didn't drink it?
No, we didn't. We wasn't a soda family, man. We just didn't. 7-Up and ginger ale, and that was left over from the 7-Up cake.
Yeah, yeah, but ginger ale for sure, yeah.
It wasn't,
I
wasn't part of the household.
My mother was against soda even back then in the 70s and 80s, but I used
to. Yeah, my mom,
But I used to wait till like Friday night. My father would get home and be like, listen, Ma, you don't want to cook tonight, right? Well, why don't you give me $20, whatever it was, of six people in the family, right? I'll run to Burger King and get whatever I was going to get. And then I knew she wouldn't be into the soda. So I go to my dad, what do you want to drink? Or if we were getting a pizza or something, what do you want to drink? Because I knew he loved, how about some Coca-Cola, Mac? Okay, great. Get a few bucks for that. Come back, and that's how I got my Coca-Cola in the house. You know
soda's
what I mean?
Oh, it was a great disgusting night. Disgusting to me.
Used to pull that move out every now and then on a Friday.
No, we had the Sunny Delight, which is like some fake thick orange juice, probably had more sugar than soda, and High C Punch.
And then there's
the thing. I don't know if you have it on the East Coast. It was Altadena Deli, Altadena Dairies, and you used to have to get the big gallon of Altadena Punch for like 50 cents. It was like a huge gallon. It was the best of the world, though. It was like the best of the world, but more sugar than you could ever imagine. It was like 50 cents. And you get
those
gallon.
Little packets. Yeah, put those little
packets. It was like a whole gallon.
It was
like
a whole gallon?
A plastic jug deal.
Actually, think about like sugar generally, which is a cheap calorie, right? Soda and candy bars and stuff barely have increased in like 40. When I was a kid, they were barely less expensive than they are now.
Just let me tell y'all, the Kool-Aid that I was making like as a 7-8-year-old kid would be half the damn sugar.
Yeah.
Half the sugar
thing.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, I was like just pouring the whole
Kool-Aid
thing of
loaded
sugar.
With sugar as a kid is the greatest thing in the world.
It was
greatest
like, I'm not going to
steal the Kool-Aid.
All day. Hey, I want to say, we were talking about, obviously, the NBA Finals start tonight, and Denver Nuggets versus the Miami Heat. And thinking about like some of the most miraculous runs that we've ever seen in NBA history. And we keep talking about Jimmy Butler and what he's been able to do with names like Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Kyle Lowry being more like the 2019 Toronto Raptor Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love making plays, all these players. And it led me to think, Keith, like, what was more of a miraculous run? This roster of the Miami Heat or the 2007 Cavs roster with LeBron James, who was with Shannon Brown, Daniel Gibson, Drew Gooden, Larry Hughes, Ilgauskas, Scott Powell, David Wesley, Eric Snow, and Daniel Marshall.
Or you could, throw in AI there too. Got through the East.
You got to remember, it was tougher now
wasn't on that team.
In the East than it was then too, right? And what Miami was able to do, they went through the Knicks, which, you know, was whatever. They hot. They thought they had a shot. They went through the Celtics, which was the top seed, Milwaukee. I would probably give it to this Heat team.
Although the Cavs beat a Detroit team, like the Cavs, LeBron as an individual player, what LeBron did in 07 was staggering, because the East actually was a little bit underrated at that moment, right? They had some teams there, but and he got through them. right? Like, you know, you had a couple franchises in Detroit, Orlando. There were a couple franchises that were doing it on a yearly basis. They were competing at a high level. But
so they beat the Pistons, they beat the Nets, and then the first time they beat the Wizards.
Yeah, maybe this is more impressive in terms of who you're beating.
Yeah, I think who you're beating, but I was also comparing like rosters. Like what roster do you think is more talented? Like if you're able to take LeBron and Jimmy Butler away, who has a more talented roster? If you're going through guys like Bam.
See, there's a
Gabe
Bam
Vincent,
at least on this team who is an all-star caliber player-ish.
Ilgauskas?
Yeah.
Kind of. I guess. I just, you know, you start thinking about some of these miraculous runs where teams have literally one player has been like, all right, I am the staple.
What about, was it the 01 AI team? AI did a team like that too. I know he had some names on there, but in terms of
they count.
What's that?
I don't think that the Sixers would count.
The Sixers were what?
I don't think the Sixers would count in this category.
Because they had too much talent?
They swept the NBA awards that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had defensive players and stuff, but I didn't think that Sixers team was a finals caliber roster.
But if I told you that they had the executive of the year, the coach of the year, the MVP, the defensive player of the year, and the sixth man of the year, you would look at that team a little bit differently.
Yeah, but no doubt, because if you have a big who can play defense and you have a guy coming off your bench, but there was no other real like all-star scoring crime partner for
AI.
They
swept all the awards. And when you sweep all the awards, it's never been done before, and it probably never happened again. You would think naturally that
you
team
have a little advantage.
Make some noise.
So yeah. Larry Brown, Billy King, yeah.
After the first win against the Lakers and the step over on Ty Lue, you was like, okay. But then after that, it was over.
That was 2000, 2001,
right? Unbeatable that year, huh?
That was 2000, 2001?
Yeah.
So that roster.
Eric Snow.
Tony Kukoc.
Tony Kukoc was on the roster, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the roster. Yeah. Vernon Maxwell, Aaron McKee.
But look where they were in their careers at that
Dikembe
time.
Dikembe Mutombo, Theo Ratliff.
The names look better than where they were in their careers at the time, as I recall.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Just thinking of some of these miraculous runs, like right, comparing rosters and names on the roster with the level in which they play.
The Knicks, who were an 8 seed and an actual 8 seed, like this Miami team is an 8 seed because of the play, and otherwise they'd have been 7. But the Knicks that year, it was a shortened year when they lost to the Spurs. Patrick Ewing got hurt and everything, but they had Marcus Camby, who was the second overall pick in the draft. They traded Oakley for him. They had Sprewell. They had Allen Houston. They were a very, very talented team in terms of draft picks and free agent types and all that kind of stuff. This Heat team is a lot of undrafted players.
Well, yeah, we've been saying that. So, I mean, the run's been miraculous. It might be. It's just certain things that make you think about the greatness of other players who have been able to carry that torch, right? But I've never seen it with 7 undrafted players.
Seven of them. It's crazy. I mean, in terms of the identifying and development of those, the identification of those players, like that guy, and then the development of them and the fact that everyone's bought in. So here's what we've been asking. We haven't really paid it off today, is Jimmy Butler has a lot at stake if he wins. Everyone loves Jimmy Butler now in terms of what he's able to do, and he gets better under pressure. But if you win a championship, it's a lot different than merely getting there. And then Butler's very aware of that. And Jokic, on the other hand, can enter rarefied air, because how many players in the history of basketball have won consecutive MVPs and then followed that up with a championship? There's so few players who've ever done that. Who has more to gain between Jokic and Jimmy Butler? Jokic was asked about them being favorites. Listen to how he answered it.
Who said that we are favorites? The media?
Las Vegas.
And Las Vegas told us that we are not. We were underdog before. It's not correct, I think. I mean, I think we are not the favorites. I think in the finals there is no favorites. This is going to be the hardest game of our life, and we know that, and we are prepared for that. We are preparing and prepare for that. So I think there is no favorites, and definitely I think we are not favorites in this series. I think they are not either. I think it's just the finals. You know, there is no favorites in the finals. My opinion.
I love how he's preparing for it mentally.
It's a trap question,
but also to say like, we're not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, like actually avoiding the trap. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed – yeah, we're the favorites. We expect to win. Like, why am I giving anybody bulletin board material? I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to respect my opponent. And at the end of the day, both teams are here. Let the play on the court determine who wins, regardless of what the media or Vegas thinks. That's respect.
The mental preparation of the leaders of both teams is impressive. From that, from Jokic, and then Jimmy Butler not even wanting to touch the Eastern Conference MVP trophy, their heads are in the right place.
Let me tell you what we have.
That's the type of mentality you want, though, man. It's like, nah, I'm good on that, y'all. That's cool. I got it, but I'm trying to get the other one.
Let me tell you what we haven't been leaning into lately that we need to start leaning into as we look for reasons why. I always look for what makes this team different. Right? What attitude makes this team stand out? The attitude of Eric Spoelstra combined with the attitude of Michael Malone is going to be fireworks. You're already starting to hear about it. You're hearing Eric Spoelstra say things like, yeah, I'm ready to play this game right now. Let's turn around in 40 hours. Let's play. I don't care. Oh, I'll play this game on top of Mount Everest. I don't give a damn. You heard Michael Malone talk about, all I hear is this narrative about how the Lakers have figured it out. So these two fiery-ass coaches – I need to see more of that exchange because they are the personality traits of these two teams. And both guys believe their teams deserve to be here and also believe that their teams have been underdogs and have been disrespected throughout the course of the regular season. That's a storyline. That's a major storyline.
It is like very much a no excuses philosophy. Spoelstra's like, don't talk to me about what's hard or what's not hard. We're playing basketball. We both teams got to play. Shut up. I don't care where it is, Mount Everest or in a swamp, doesn't matter.
Our conditioning is great, we'll be fine.
Jimmy Butler asked about his ankle. He's like, if I am out there, I'm expected to play at a high level. Never mind that, right? Like, forget about that. That's yeah. The level of the kind of competitors that wind up in finals, they don't get there accidentally. 888-SAY-ESPN. Jay's going to come up with his game plan. He's come up with it. He's going to share it with you. And then you're going to get to weigh in on all this. Plan, man?
Huh?
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, he felt that
your game plan, Mike, flop.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I see.
Okay. Did it flop against the Lakers? Go ahead, Max.
Are you giving the game plan for both teams, or are you just giving the game plan?
No, sir, he's okay. You don't have to worry about him. He's fine.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Security was looking for you, Jay.
Uh-oh.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay's game plan unveiled now, heading into game one of the NBA Finals at Denver.
Okay, let's start with the Miami Heat. Start with that team down in Wade County. Okay, so first off, Eric Spoelstra and team, they have to muck it up defensively. I think you're going to see a variety of different looks this evening. You're going to see some zone. I think you might see some extended zone, some amoeba defenses. What do I mean by that? Zones that then turn into some man-to-man principles. I also think you might see some boxing ones, some triangle and twos. They're going to try to give a variety of looks to throw Jokic and Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets off their game.
Who's the and one in the boxing one for the Heat?
Excuse me?
Who's the best defender on the Heat, do you think?
Well, it depends. They could change it up, though. It might be Bam on Jokic, or it might be Aaron Gordon or Bruce Brown on Jimmy Butler. So it could change up. Number two, I think, look, star players shine on the road. They say home games are built for role players. In order, like I said, for Denver to lose when they lost, right, any playoff series, that star player has been prolific. Think about what it took, like, you know, for Phoenix. Like I said before, Devin Booker averaging 40 on 80% shooting. So, look, Jimmy Butler just trademarked Hemi Buckets. We know what time it is with him. He needs to be great on the road. Same with Bam Adebayo. Both those players need to be great. And if you can get contributions in big ways from Gabe Vincent, all that stuff is gravy. But you need your star players to be the stars. And how they defend, last but not least for the Heat, how they defend pick and roll. Like, Jamal Murray and Jokic are one of the best in the NBA at pick and rolls. Okay? And they also do a lot of DHOs. Dribble handoffs. It's one of the hardest actions to guard because essentially Jokic is the one making the reads. And he's so smart that he always puts the ball in a position to succeed. So how Bam defends that and how they try to blow it up is going to be imperative. Next up for the Denver Nuggets. You have a major size advantage. Should dominate the glass. Should pound that thing down low. I don't care if they want to play Cody Zeller. I don't care if they want to play Kevin Love, because if you see one of those two guys, you attack them whenever they're on the floor, okay? Same with Bam Adebayo. So everybody should be going to the boards. You should be getting offensive rebounds. You have that with Aaron Gordon. You have that with KCP. You have that with Michael Porter Jr., who is 6'10 and a half, by the way. Bruce Brown, 6'4", 6'9", wingspan, okay? Attack the glass. Secondly, Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown guarding the likes of Jimmy Butler. Cut the head off the snake. How you defend him? Funneling him always into help, pressing him, keeping him on one side of the floor. Jimmy Butler loves to get to his spots on the floor. Make him a three-point shooter. Jimmy is not, he's a reluctant three-point shooter. He can knock it down, but that's not his strength. And by the way, when he's able to start attacking, that's what helps the entire Miami Heat team find their rhythm. If you can take him off rhythm and defend their action, it'll give Denver the best chance to win the game.
There it is, Jay's game plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Not a bad game plan, Jay.
You gave
a couple game plans against the Lakers, and the Nuggets took care of business, and I see you're giving game plan against Miami again. Okay.
Yeah. Brad in South Florida is a Heat fan. And
not bad.
I'll point out that Key says Denver in four, and Jay is not afraid to say that's called a sweep.
I never said that. I said there's four games left.
And that Denver will win the series. So by the logical deduction, you can only conclude that Denver will sweep. However,
really.
I think the Heat win this series.
They might cancel the last three games.
What's up, Brad? What you got,
it's a
man?
A one-game sweep. What's up, Brad?
I just wanted to say, first and foremost, all y'all are good-looking gentlemen
yes. In
your own right. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody. You've made your way in all in separate fields, and you're all good-looking. And don't compare yourself to anybody because you're living your own life. So enjoy that, first of all.
Good-looking. Go ahead.
Also, I just wanted to say that I think it's more important for Jimmy Butler than Jokic. Jimmy Butler was kind of viewed as a cancer for a little while, for a few teams, you know. And when he finally got his home in Miami, where people understood him, he shined, and we've embraced him. And he's really embraced all those undrafted players and made them all better. Jokic, as you all mentioned, has had two MVPs. Obviously, it would solidify a little bit more for him. But Jimmy hasn't had the individual accolades and recognition that Jokic has, and I don't think he wants it. And or needs it, but I definitely think it's more important for the Heat. And again, I wanted to say Jay Will specifically says he's going to get swept. Everyone has said that about us in every single series, and we appreciate it. We appreciate being doubted. We appreciate anyone giving us reasons why. I love it. We'll be there in the end. I say Heat in six.
So yeah, Brad, I see that's what I rock with, Brad. Thank you, because you got like. What do Miami Heat fans want? Do they want everybody to jump on the bandwagon? That takes away from the chip that Miami's had on their shoulders. So this has followed the same theme for all Miami Heat fans. Like, they always feel like they're being disrespected, which is what's led them to winning games. So why stop now?
Mm-hmm.
Why stop now?
Yeah. I think the Joker needs it more, though, man. You know, because when you think about it, yes, he has the two MVPs, Jay, right? But what do most people – in the NBA guys say about the regular season.
Don't matter.
It's the regular season.
Yep.
Load management, this. The playoffs, right? And the playoffs lead to championships. The regular season gets you to the playoffs, But once you get into the playoffs, it's about finishing the deal. If you somehow never win a championship, but you got two MVP trophies, that's in the regular season. So I think for him to be able to get into that arena of conversations of top players and this, that, and the other that Max likes to have, he's got to win a championship.
Well, I think
Jimmy Butler was never – he was never expected to be here. The Denver Nuggets were expecting to be here. They were expected to be in this situation. Jay picked them, I think, at the beginning of the year, if I'm not mistaken, to be in this situation. Nobody ever picked Jimmy Butler to Miami Heat. He's playing with house money.
I agree with that basic reasoning. I would say, though, that Jokic has historically more to gain right now, because if he wins a championship, he's on, you know, back-to-back MVPs plus a title in three consecutive years. Very few have done that. But in terms of the game right now, I think Jokic has already proved something, which is he is certainly a top five player, maybe a top three player, and I would say at this moment he looks like the best player in basketball. Whereas even last year, if you would have said Jokic or Luka, I'd be like, I don't know, the guy with the – Luka maybe can by himself do more. But Jokic is one of those guys now. Even though he's a center, you can see that if you give him a supporting cast, you go on a very deep playoff run.
Look at this list that Jokic is on. Players that have led their team in points, rebounds, and assists entering the NBA Finals. You can see this on ESPNU right now. Jokic's name is there with LeBron James, who's done it four times, 2015, 14, 13, and 12. Tim Duncan in 2003. And Jason, I didn't even know Tim Duncan led his team in assist in 2003. That's incredible.
Tim Duncan's such a bad dude.
And Jason Kidd, who you expect, right? Jason Kidd, triple-double efficient. But, like,
big
that's
guard,
hell of rarefied air to be in for a big. Just, like, I didn't know Tim Duncan did that as well. And then Jimmy Buckets, vice versa. I mean, 37 playoff wins, most in the NBA since 2020. 37 playoff wins.
I mean, what says it best to me about Jimmy Butler is he leaves Chicago, he leaves Minnesota, he leaves, who am I forgetting?
But can we be honest about that?
Philly.
All those teams, Jimmy, and it's gone through with Miami too. There were times where people around Miami's camp weren't sure that they thought Jimmy Butler was still going to be a Miami Heat player.
But in the end, he was.
He was.
Right? And the difference is like, oh, Jimmy Butler, you know, Karl Anthony Towns or this one or that one or Ben Simmons or whatever it is. Actually, what's been proven is Jimmy Butler left all those teams. None of them have been to a conference finals.
But they're the team all his team. This is his team.
But the team he went to has been to three out of four conference finals and has been to now two finals. If he caps that off with a chip, what could you possibly say about this? But
Key, look at the personality traits, right? Like, think about what we heard about Karl Anthony Towns and where he's at in his career. And people are still waiting for him to be that definitive superstar. Then think about the next step, right? For obviously with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. We're still waiting for Joel Embiid, even though he's been the MVP, that type of player. What kind of leader do you need him around? And now you're like, all right, this is your team, Jimmy.
When you talk about two-way wins, especially if you consider, do you consider him a two-guard or a three? I know it doesn't make much of a difference nowadays, but if you think of him as a two and he wins a chip here and a finals MVP, there's MJ and Kobe, right? Then there's Wade. Then who would be above Jimmy Butler in the modern era? Head coaching was a huge mismatch in the Eastern Conference, according to most, in the Eastern Conference Finals. But there's one coach in the NBA Finals in Spoelstra who's won a championship against another in Michael Malone who's been there but hasn't won it. What do we think of this coaching matchup?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, NBA Finals tip off tonight at Denver. Man. Miami Heat. Ooh, supposed to lose against the Bucks.
For a minute, though. We got to get a minute out of this.
He can't do it, Key.
Supposed to lose against Denver?
He can't do it.
Yeah, we're not listening to music for 5 minutes before we start talking sports. John in California, you're on KJM.
Keep that going, Yates.
Hi, my name is John, and I think the Heat are going to win the finals in six.
All right.
Okay, John, first off, how old are you, John?
14.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And why do you think the Heat are going to win in six?
Because the way Jimmy Butler's been performing, even after that, they almost blew that 3-0 lead, even before that, how he was averaging 30, 40 a night.
Okay. All right, John.
I think if they carry on that momentum, they could probably win it all.
John, I'm going to need you to keep calling into the show. We need to make you a regular. I'm really appreciating right now your basketball expertise. Seems like you've been playing this game for a long time. Am I correct?
Yes, I've been playing since I was around 1 or 2.
Okay. All right, John. I like it. There you go, Max. You got a basketball expert, John.
I like it. 14 years old, calling sports talk radio. Good man.
Where's
good
my
kid.
Music at? Yeah, he's bringing back up.
LC in Miami, you're on KJM.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I'm LC. Max, I just want to say first, thank you for at least just recognizing what the situation has been in these playoffs. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you, Key,
yes,
for playing the middle. I like how you really never pick a side when it comes to anything but the Lakers. I like how you just got to stay in the middle. And Jay, good morning, Jay. How are you,
good
Jay?
Good morning, LC. I know. I'm waiting for it, LC.
I hope you are, because I am. I haven't heard Stacey in a while, and I don't know if Stacey's on leave. I don't know if Stacey's phone is cut off. I don't know what it is, but I'm here to take Stacey's place because she let me down a couple weeks, and I haven't heard from Stacey. Mm. But, Max, what do you exactly have against the situation? Because I know it reminds you of March Madness, and to you it's all pixie dust. But, sir, this is not a fluke. It's not some weird happenstance. These people are actually playing the game of basketball. Do you not agree with that?
Yeah, I'm picking the Heat.
I think she's talking to me.
What happened?
Okay. Yeah, so, Jay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I want to explain. I want you to, maybe you can explain to me. When everybody, including Greeny, God bless him, tried to make this miraculous comeback that Boston was going to do, and, oh, they're going to come back from 4-0 and blase, blase. How about when we say somebody is so talented, which everybody said Boston was so much talented than Miami, Milwaukee was so much talented than Miami. They have talent. They have all that. Should Milwaukee have not figured out a way to beat Miami without Giannis for the 2.5 games? Should they not have been able to do that?
Oh, no, LC. I got all the respect in the world from Miami. Don't
please, no, we love the respect now.
Doesn't
the
sound like respect
is,
to me, does it, LC?
Whoa, LC.
Sounds like disrespect.
I've been talking about this game for a long time. We were talking about Jimmy Butler when he was in the bubble being a top five player in the NBA. We've been talking about Eric Spoelstra
understood.
Being one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Understood.
From you know, Giannis being out, I think a lot of people picked the Milwaukee Bucks to win. I think a lot of people were shocked that Miami won. New York, I actually expected Miami to win. Boston,
but
I thought go ahead.
Are we not shocked that it took Milwaukee a miraculous, historic 25.3 game to beat Miami one time?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
They could only do it once, and it has to be a historic performance. At what point does talent – okay, saying you're more talented and then letting Miami be – it's like getting a long division question and putting the answer is 3, and you don't show your work. I'm giving you 0. How did you get to 3?
Actually,
Boston, Milwaukee, everybody that is so talented, it's like they They got the question and they put the answer. They didn't show how they got there.
I agree with you, Elsie. Miami, but what I'm saying about like, Denver, Elsie, is that Elsie, Denver, Elsie is talented, but they're also a team. They're a better team. Boston has had issues. Boston has had chemistry issues.
Jay, one favor. Do me one favor. You're suggesting Miami will be swept, correct?
Yes, I am.
If Boston met Denver, what chances would you have given them?
I still think Denver would have been a better team. And I don't know because I don't know what Boston team I would have seen. And I have been off Boston for a minute.
Jay picked the Bucks to win the whole thing.
Get him, L. Get him.
I speak for myself.
Get him, L. Don't let him off the hook.
Elsie, he took the Bucks and the Heat made that was light work for the Heat. Bucks,
guy's supposed to be all-in Miami Dolphin fan. He's supposed to be an all-in Heat fan. Look, this guy.
Right? Am I right? Jay. Very disappointing. TJ in Denver, you're on KJM.
Hey, what up, my guys? I just wanted to say that I've got Miami also in six. I think that Spoelstra is going to keep Sergeant Dadbot in check. But I also had a question for Jay Will and Keyshawn. How impactful is the elevation in Denver when you guys would travel here?
Excuse me? I didn't hear the question.
The elevation in Denver,
How impactful was the elevation in Denver? What did it do to you when you guys came to town to play?
It took out my first wind. You become exhausted. First off, you're excited. It's the NBA Finals. Right? Secondly, that first quarter is a pivotal quarter for a lot of teams with the kind of energy they start off the game with. And there's a tendency when you play in elevation, you get winded very, very quickly, right? It takes away your legs because you're not used to breathing with that altitude. So Miami can easily adjust to it. I mean, their conditioning is great, which you need, but there is a level of adjusting to it, which it takes, a quarter or two to get acclimated to that, for sure. So I think you'll see Eric Spoelstra. Literally, you'll see a rotation of players as players are gathering their wind earlier in the game to get everybody more acclimated.
Get to that second wind quick.
Yes.
All right. I was not expecting that when I saw he was from Denver. TJ from Denver taking Miami to win the whole thing in under seven games.
I mean, we have nobody from the show calling from Denver.
Say ESPN. Jay keeps saying that he has all the respect in the world for Miami. Do you mean disrespect in the world or do you mean respect?
So saying a team is going to get swept is being disrespectful.
Well, I mean, when they keep beating all the teams that you say are going to win the title, I don't know.
Who are all the teams that I say are going to win the title?
The Bucks.
I picked the Bucks to win that series.
Teams you picked to win the title. As Key said,
I picked
Denver to
win the series. I picked win the title at the beginning of the year.
Yes, I'm sticking with it because I remember you saying it,
and I'm sticking with it.
Didn't you take the Bucks at the start of the playoffs
to win the Eastern Conference? Yes,
win the Eastern Conference. Jay's been on the Denver Nuggets for. I was going to say something else for quite some time, but I can't say it because they beat the Lakers, so I can't use that anymore. I have to say something different.
888-SAY-ESPN. Okay, Heat fans, just take that disrespect from Jay Will.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80. Jokic chips up now. He's going to start to have a top 20 case all time. Butler chips up. He's going to have a top 5 two-guard case in the modern era.
Look at you. What are you subbing in this week for?
Excuse me?
What are you subbing in this week for?
He's got the vest on now. He's not a substitute teacher.
No. I'm a professional, Key.
Yeah, he's a
professional magician.
I play
professional magician.
I, you know, I prepare for the job I want, not for the job I have, Key.
Oh, okay. That's the great one. Okay.
Wants a job as a blackjack dealer. Why Chef Green in St. Louis.
White You're Jack on, dealer?
A white Jack dealer?
KJM, ESPN Radio.
What is that? We were trying to What's have up, a bro? Fun, Max.
What's going on?
Good morning, my guys. For, I really just called to say I was with Keyshawn this morning. You should have kept that music going. I like Miami in six. And then, Matt, start showing some love to my St. Louis Cardinals, man.
Cardinals. Oh, well, listen, Cardinals are a great franchise, no question. Yeah, top base, you know, in the National League, they compete Anheuser with Bush, the Dodgers and the Giants as the, one of the three greatest franchises in the history of that league.
Yeah,
good baseball.
I know. I'm just saying, just start showing my boys some love. And then, boy, I sent some edibles into the show that'll put everybody down.
No, we good. We all got to work,
send,
man.
Send them, my address is 89 South Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Nah, hold on, bro. I'm not going to. What you think? I got a pen?
Send them, well, how you going to send me if you don't know what the address is, homie?
All you got to do, tell Yates and them to holler at me, man. All y'all got to do is put me on hold, tell Yates and them to holler at me, and then we'll get it all settled, man.
Say Chef, less. Don't hang up, cuz.
Hey, Chef Green, greatest St. Louis Cardinal. Bro. Chef Green, greatest St. Louis Cardinal.
Come on, bro. Ozzie Smith, man.
Ozzie Smith. Don't that you see. You could have gone Bob Gibson. There are other places to go.
Oh, my God. Listen, hold on, bro. Hold on, man. It ain't nobody better than the Magic Man.
I agree.
Like
defensively, I agree.
It's the a Magic whole, Man. it's a whole line of great Cardinals. But come on, bro.
No, I'm saying, but Bob Gibson. If you had to win one big game in the history of baseball, Bob Gibson may be your pick. I'm just
saying. Just seen the flip, man. I'm good. All right, Chef Green, man. Thanks
I
for
agree,
calling
Bob.
In.
Best short, right,
Chef.
Best Smith's short stop in history.
Oh yeah,
out, bro.
I agree with that.
All right, Chef Green.
Tico in Florida. You're on KJM.
How you doing, Matt and Jay and Keyshawn? Yeah, I'm down here in South Florida, Miami. I got Denver in four. An easy, clean sweep. They're going to give it to them real easy.
We got
Never
a dude
been a Heat
from Denver
fan.
Picking the Heat and a dude
going
from
against them.
Florida picking the Nuggets in a sweep.
I don't know. Tico's spitting. I mean, he's picking his facts.
Tiger in Montana.
Blow our game tonight.
All right. That's all. Too long a pause. You waited too long. Tiger
hey,
in.
Hey, yo, Max, Keyshawn, Jay, first of all, Jay, I think you need to get a Curtis Granderson jersey and a wig, and you'll pull that right off for Halloween, my boy.
Okay. Cool.
Secondly, Max, that Lomachenko-Haney scorecard at the beginning, that was kind of suspect, man.
Why is that?
I was watching the entire fight. I don't know what fight you were watching, but we will respectfully disagree.
Well, how did you have the fight in the end? Suspect. How did you have the fight in the end?
I had it 8-4 Loma.
And I had it 7-5 Loma, but we disagree. A lot of people disagreed on a lot of rounds. I will
well,
say
no,
this. I rewatched the first round.
The scorecard,
I rewatched the first round, which I felt comfortable giving to Haney when I saw it live. I gave it to Loma when I watched it on replay. However, I also
You're
rescored the 12th.
You gave it away.
I also rescored the 12th, which I gave to Loma, and I gave it to Haney. There were about six swing rounds in that fight. Six that could have gone either way.
So now you're backpedaling because you had Haney.
Not backpedaling. You have a different view when you're watching live than when you're watching on TV.
You screwed it up. You already gave the guy a thing away and you voted wrong and it's over.
It's over. It's all over.
Move on. We're not going to do this for another.
What else does Tiger in Montana have to say? Go ahead, Tiger.
I'm originally from South Florida. Y'all need to either stop hating on the Heat or stop hopping on the Heat bandwagon. Y'all need to be there from day one because Jay, Keyshawn, you're right there with Stephen A. You're right there with Dan Levitard and every one other of those talking heads, man.
Nobody's hating on my team.
Tiger, if you heard the young lady prior to you, a couple calls. Before you, I'm right in the middle, man. I only root for the Lakers. I could care less about any of these other teams.
Oh, stop
They do
it.
Nothing for me.
Stop using the exit card. You're in it.
Look,
no, I'm not using
just get
any
that
card.
Curtis Granderson
what
costume
and
right
Tiger,
away and get
and
some,
Tiger, Tiger,
that dome up.
Tiger,
that
just
dome
like
up.
I told Laker fans, I'm going to need you to call back into the show when it's all said and done.
Because
I want to hear you apologize to me on national TV.
You call me Curtis,
whatever you want. I'm going to want the public apology. We can put a bet on it, too. You want to bet on it, Tiger?
Curtis Granderson was an all-star center fielder for multiple franchises.
Yeah,
with Curtis Granderson.
Nothing wrong with Curtis Granderson.
Nothing wrong with Curtis Granderson. But I can tell you this, Jay, though, what you're not going to do, though, is you're not going to act tough because they beat the Lakers. You're not going to start to all of a sudden stick out your chest. Because when you come to L.A.
I was already in L.A.
Yeah, but that was before the
Lakers. No, that was after. You didn't call me back.
Pablo in Colorado Springs.
That was after.
You're on KJM.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
What's up, Pablo?
I got a question. Who's going to guard Jokic, man? I mean, everybody's talking about the Heat doing this and that. Yeah, they got a lot of talent, but who's guarding Jokic?
Self-check.
That's a great question.
No, Jokic is going to do his thing one way or another. You can't. I mean, Jokic is going to contribute positively to the Nuggets. There's nothing you can do about that one way or another. He's going to make positive contributions. The question is, can the Heat make more positive contributions than the Nuggets, right? Like, that's possible. Jokic can play very well and still lose the series.
Jay.
Key.
We called you about 30 times and you didn't answer.
When?
New said Jay. I said Jay. Everybody was saying Jay.
Who's new?
Nunu.
Oh, Nunu. Nuno? Nunu? Or Nuno?
Nunu. No, it's Nuno, but I call him Nunu.
He was putting on his vest, Key.
It's getting dressed.
Do you have a jacket?
I don't have time for the childish games you guys play.
Are you going to put a jacket on over the vest?
Why do you change your voice when you feel the need?
Because I feel like I'm talking to my children.
Are you going
to
put on a jacket over the vest?
Yes.
You are.
Why do you have tennis shoes on with a suit?
So my feet can be comfortable.
You realize a three-piece is usually for the cold weather.
You realize it's 2023.
Yeah. But you're supposed to be a professional guy. You're not supposed to have tennis shoes on. Key,
sorry that we're still not wearing the size 3X suits, Key.
I don't think I wear a size 3X suit.
Key, I saw you the other day with the 3X suit on.
Yeah, sure you did.
Still too much ankle, Jay.
Yeah, still too much ankle for Pat's liking.
Oh, well, thank God. I'm really worried about what Pat thinks about dressing.
Right?
If Alan Yates said that to me, I would be concerned.
Max, go ahead. You can have the last 5 seconds.
Jay, Will, and Max. Greeny is coming up. We will see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.